Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, the coolest mobile bike shop around. ATV Swim Spas, the official training vessel for six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 1,448 grants, totaling $3.7 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, 2016 Olympic gold medalist in the triathlon, the first ever U.S. Olympic gold medal in the sport that was created here in the U.S. Gwen Jorgensen joins us. Gwen, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I had my first child this year, and that's been just such a huge blessing to have Stanley.
You're having a blast. Watching you with Luke McKenzie's kids and just seeing, you can tell. Gwen is ready. Last year in Bahamas, I'm like, Gwen is so ready to be a mom, and it's been the best thing ever.
It has been amazing, yeah. I feel really fortunate, too, that I have Patrick. He's able to watch Stanley, so I can get a little bit of training in. But it's just been the best thing. You know, it doesn't matter what happens in the day. When I see Stanley, I always just have a huge smile. So it's been pretty incredible, and we're excited to see him every day grow and change.
So just like 71 days or so after you win the gold, you go and you run New York City Marathon, and you run 2:41:01, 14th. Is that when the seed was planted that maybe I'll go for the marathon for the next Olympics?
No. I always had this thought in the back of my mind that maybe I wanted to do a marathon. I think I mentioned it to my husband, Patrick, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now.
Sure.
But my sole focus was I want to do the triathlon and get gold in Rio. So we just, focused on that, and the opportunity presented itself to do the New York City Marathon, and, I was actually a little hesitant to do it because I knew I didn't have time to fully prepare, and I had always told Patrick, if I do a marathon, I want to train properly and be able to compete to the best of my ability. But after the Rio Olympics, I felt like I had done so much and dedicated so much to sport. I just kind of wanted to do a race for fun and feel more like a quote-unquote normal person,
sure.
not an elite athlete, but I just wanted to do a race that was fun and for me, and just to kind of go out there and be underprepared, like I guess most people normally are going into a race.
Exactly. Most of us go in going, I don't know if I've got the training to do what I want to do.
Yep.
So when after you had Stanley, and obviously 2020 is coming up, you're the Olympic gold medalist, you'd be the defending champion. When did you start thinking that maybe you wanted to go in a different direction?
Yeah, I can't really pinpoint a day. I had a lot of conversations with, different people,
sure.
Sponsors and family members. And it was just something where after I had Stanley, I thought about it and I thought, just reflecting back on my triathlon career, I've accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish. I was two-time world champion. I was Olympic champion. And I just felt like I had achieved everything I wanted to. And I was trying to find out, what would motivate me to come back. And the mixed relay, adding that in, was motivation to come back. But it just wasn't quite enough. And for me, I'm just really motivated by a new challenge and something I've never done before. And that's the marathon.
When I look at what when I actually had Bobby McGee, the coach Bobby McGee, on the show, and we were talking about you as a runner, and he goes, Bob, one of the real benefits of cross training, if you look at Gwen, she's a faster runner now than she was in college, and she's running a lot less. So when you look at this challenge of the marathon, from my perspective, I look at it and go, Gwen Jorgensen, this is such a good thing for the sport of triathlon, because I think you can show folks that, with a little bit of cross training, you can maybe run a little less and incorporate other things into it and still run really darn fast.
Yeah, I mean, I hope, you know, I'm not done with triathlon, and I definitely want to keep growing the sport, and I think I can do that while competing in marathon.
I agree 100%. But as you're training for this marathon, will you still be doing some swimming and cycling along with the running?
You know, I'm definitely going to have to run the miles and take some risks. You know, I'm going to need to get well over 100 miles a week, closer to, you know, 120 or more. And that's going to be risky. We don't know if my body can hold up to that. So, you know, I'm going to be spending a lot of time doing prehab and I'm sure rehab and things like that. But, you know, I think in order to be the best in the world, I'm going to have to put in those miles. One thing I really love about the marathon is if your training doesn't go well, you can't fake it on race day. You know, it's a grueling event, and you really have to put in the work and have a great race. In order to have a great race, you really have to just put in all that work.
As a mom, did the sort of the fear factor of the bike, did that come into it at all with, you know what, I'm riding in pretty close proximity to other gals going 25 miles an hour? Is that something I really want to be doing long term?
That's a great question, especially considering I am actually always been a scaredy cat on the bike.
Right.
It is something that's very dangerous and real and a risk. For sure, being out on the bike, but you know, that actually didn't play that wasn't a factor in my decision. But yeah, I've always been nervous. I'm sure my mom is really happy that I'm no longer on the bike. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I mean, what you did to prepare for Rio, which was probably one of the more technical courses that they've ever had in ITU racing, especially at the Olympic level, but with that scary downhill that you train for on the back of a motorcycle, right? Learning how to take and that is scary stuff, but you knew that at that race, you were going to have to take those risks. You're going to have to let it go on the downhill in order to be a factor.
Exactly. Yep. You know, there's times when you need to push it, and that's definitely on race day. And for me, I just wanted to go into Rio fully prepared. So we did everything we could to prepare for that and to have the skills to perform on a technical course.
The other side of this is, I know for the last, since you became a pro in 2010, 2011, you guys have been out of the country for 300 days a year, traveling out, living out of a suitcase and training camps and the rest of that. Will you be able to be more Portland-based and not have to do the travel that you were doing as a pro triathlete?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I'm still finalizing my coach and all of that. You know, I think I'm going to have to probably do some altitude training. I think that's really important. And so, you know, I'll have to go up to altitude and maybe I'll be able to stay more in the U.S. But that's all, you know, we're willing to travel, definitely. You know, I'm willing to make those investments if that's going to help me succeed. So that wasn't really a factor in deciding. But, you know, maybe we'll be able to stay home a little bit more.
Well, and the other side of this, when I look at someone like a Galen Rupp being able to qualify for the Olympic trials in the marathon by running a half. When I look at the sport of triathlon, if someone says, hey, I want to get into the Ironman, the reality is they've got to do at least one, possibly two, to get to Kona, right? That's a lot of long riding. That's a lot of marathons in your belt. And for you, so realistically, going into Tokyo, you don't really have to run that many marathons. Obviously, you got to do a lot of miles. You got to do a lot of training. But you don't necessarily have to run a lot of marathons.
Yeah, and you know, you can't really run a lot of marathons because your body can't recover.
Right.
You know, it's actually, you know, I'm going to have to do some road racing and some marathons, obviously, just to get the experience, I think. You know, I'm going to be very green to the sport, and we're going to have to take risks. But looking backwards from the Olympic trials, you know, I won't have much time to do a lot of marathons. So, you know, I'll be doing a lot of research and I guess trying to learn a lot from training as well.
So, from going from 2010, your journey is, and within 2 years, you're on the Olympic team. And 4 years later, you're winning an Olympic gold. And now you got a brand new goal. It seems like you're that type of person. You're just somebody who, listen, the clock is ticking. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to be an Olympian. I wanted to be a gold medalist. And now I want to do, you know, I want to try it again. Is the goal just to get to Tokyo, or you're going there? If you're going to go there, I'm guessing that you'd like to be a medalist.
Yeah, I want to win gold. I've said that publicly now. And,
yes, that's good. You need to do that.
For me, Yes, exactly. I think I thrive on a big challenge. And I also believe that if you don't say you can do it out loud to everyone else, you can't do it. So, you know, I'm putting it out in the universe, and I'm going to work my butt off to make it happen. And, you know, I was actually surprised more people haven't been really negative. I've been really surprised in a good way of how positive everyone has been and supportive. And it really means a lot to me that so many people have been supportive of my goal. And I know I have a huge mountain in front of me that I'm going to have to climb, but I feel fortunate that I have a team around me and people that are willing to invest in me and help me get to the top of the mountain.
Well, my feeling is that you have a platform, and your platform in the sport of triathlon is only so big. Now your platform is 20, 30,000 runners at a lot of these events. And you're able to tell those folks, listen, run less, run forever. You can ride, and you could replace,
yep,
a lot of those sort of heavy miles that you're doing. You're brand new to this. You're just trying to run 4.5 hours. There's no reason not to incorporate cycling and swimming, and you can run forever, which is really what the goal is. So I look at this is really a positive for the sport, because now we have an Olympic gold medalist who can be out there telling the triathlon story.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely think, you know, I'm really passionate about getting people out and staying active and healthy. And, you know, having balance in training is definitely something that's healthy and can keep people active for longer. I also hope to be an inspiration to moms.
Yep.
You know, I look up to many other women who have been working moms, you know, Nicola Spierig in the triathlon world and the running world. You have, you know, Dina Castor and Kara Goucher and others. So, you know, I really look up to those women, and I hope that I can be an inspiration for other moms as well, and show them that you can be a working mom and you can do athletics as well.
And you can be a mom with a couple of gold medals. Gwen, thank you. I know you've got an incredibly busy schedule. I'm so excited for you. I think this is going to be a fun challenge, just like the challenge you've had for the last number of years. And look at how that ended up. It ended up great, and it's going to end up great again. Thank you for always being so kind with your time, and it's wonderful to have you taking on this challenge.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
Again, this is Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series, VeloFix.com, ATVSwimSpa.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. Check us out on Babbittville and on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.